hoping you can introduce yourself and a bit about your latest album.
Sure. My name's Ryan. I'm from the Sheepdogs. Our newest album is called Out of Sight. It came out earlier this year. Yeah, it's a rock and roll record. We love rock and roll. I've been doing it for a long time. And this album was something that we, you know, recorded at a time when we were all kind of unsure what was going on. So we were kind of, you know, we're a touring band, spent a lot of time, most of our time touring around playing shows. And so when the pandemic happened, we were very much stuck and not really sure when we'd be able to get back to doing what we did. So as a result, we just sort of all got together and played music when we could, when we were allowed to, I guess, and whatever, and didn't necessarily set out to make a new record, but just started recording songs. And this is what sort of took shape. So a lot of this record is us just sort of like getting back to what we used to do, is like, you know, hang out and drink beers and play music and whatever, and doing it in a way where we, you know, there wasn't a lot of pressure on us, because we were sort of in a way curious what was going to happen or when we're going to be able to get back doing what we're doing, like we are now being back on the road. So that was a big part of that record, and, you know, probably bleeds into it a little bit as well.
And why did you pick Out of Sight as your album?
I mean, naming an album is always really hard. It was just kind of like a catchy thing. I mean, I think that there's a lot of connotations or moments in the album that sort of speaks to, like I said, the time where there was a lot of uncertainty. And I think that in a way, whether it's intentional or not, it was sort of, the idea was that a lot of what we're doing was looking for making music to move forward, music that would be the soundtrack to when everything sort of ended and we were somewhat back to normal. And I think at the time it sort of felt like that was like, felt so far in the future. So a lot of the imagery is futuristic, and the album title too is sort of like Out of Sight, is a little bit of a play on that, in that it really felt like it was really out of sight that we would be able to, or futuristic that we'd be able to go back to normal.
And I understand also Out of Sight, it's a follow-up to last year's track, No Simple Thing.
Yeah, we put out an EP that we recorded during the pandemic. So this is our second release during the pandemic. So yeah, No Simple Thing came out in 2021. And that was, again, a very similar situation. We were in Montreal, sort of waiting to find, you know, be allowed to get back. We were supposed to go and make a record at the beginning of 2020, and then everything got shut down. So that record was something that we recorded as well during the pandemic. And that was just a collection of songs that we were planning to record.
So I guess, how is this album different from your other albums?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that a lot of what we do is that we're not reinventing the wheel or anything like that in what we're doing. But I think because of the way this album is recorded, it's definitely like a very straight ahead rock record. It's not like super complex or has us doing, you know, our last full length record, we did a lot of, you know, experimenting in the studio, and this was like very much just like us all in a room. Literally all these songs were recorded sort of live off the floor, with us all looking at each other. And I think there's a certain energy to that, and it's a lot more of a straight ahead rock and roll record compared to sort of like other records we've done recently. So that would be, I guess, something that would be different. But again, we're not trying to like reinvent ourselves or change what we do. I mean, we're very much a rock and roll band, and that's what we do. So that's a big part of why we did it that way.
And where did you get inspiration from for this album, Out of Sight?
I mean, I think a lot of the inspiration just came from the sort of situation we were in. Some of these songs were written before the pandemic, but the rest of them are sort of all written in the studio or written kind of there. So a lot of the inspiration just came from what we were dealing with. I think that, you know, the sort of feeling of uncertainty and nervousness, I mean, especially around, I mean, we've been doing this for a long time, and it's the first time in our career that we've had to stop kind of doing what we're doing. So there's a lot of reflection that went on during that time. So I think some of the songs aren't about the pandemic or about that at all, and other ones have tones of that. And I mean, not to like lean, like I said, we weren't trying to make music that was about the present. We were trying to make music that was the soundtrack to the future, which was hopefully not being in lockdown and all that kind of stuff. And so I think a lot of the inspiration of this record just came from, like a lot of us did during that time, reflect, have a moment to like take pause and look at things and how we feel about things, but also try not to overthink it. Try not to, you know, we wanted it to be fun. We wanted to have good energy and good vibes. And so that was also kind of an inspiration for sure.
What did you find was some of the hardest things or the most challenging things during the pandemic for you as a rock band?
I mean, I think the hardest thing was just the uncertainty. I mean, the biggest part of being a band in the pandemic was sort of the first thing to shut down and really the last thing to come back. I mean, we're only sort of now, for the most part, getting back to how things were before. You know, we love recording music, but a big part of that is playing live. And so when that got taken away and wasn't something we were able to do, that was definitely a really hard thing. I mean, that's how we majority of our money is made. That's how we, you know, make a living. But also that's like, when you make music, you want to go out and play it for people and that connect with people, have those shared experiences, part of what we do and part of how we've always done. So the hardest part was sort of the uncertainty, not really knowing when that would end. And that is sort of why we ended up just being like, let's just record as much as we can and put out music in hopes that we can do this again. But I think that's the biggest challenge. It was just sort of like the sudden stop and removal of something that's so much part of what we do, which is not that, you know, dissimilar to anybody in any industry. It was just, it's definitely a big one because obviously that's a big part of how we make a living and, you know, promote ourselves and all that kind of stuff.
And how is the tour going so far? Is this your first time in Halifax?
Oh, no, not at all. No, we've been to Halifax many, many, many times. The tour's been good. We haven't done any Canadian dates on this tour particularly yet. This just starts on Thursday, but we did do a tour of the UK and we did a tour of Europe earlier this year, which was interesting, but good. I mean, that was pretty early on. One of the tours we had to stop halfway through and or almost three quarters of the way through and cancel and got stuck in England because we all got COVID. So that was a bit of an interesting experience. But aside from that, it's been really good. It's been really fun to connect and go back and see that. So, I mean, doing dates like coming to Halifax is one of our favorite sort of rock and roll towns to play in. And so, I mean, we grew up listening to rock and roll music from the East Coast. And so it's all very exciting. So yeah, it's good. It's going to be good to get on the road and do that.
Sorry, that sounded so interesting. I feel like there's a funny story behind that. Do you want to tell us a little bit about when you got stuck in England? If there was,
I mean, it wasn't really funny, but I mean, this is just sort of the interesting challenges that are happening now. At that time, you needed to test negative in order to be let back into Canada. So on the last day of our tour, some of the guys are kind of feeling under the weather, but not like drastically sick. But that's just part of being on tour, especially when it's been a while, you usually get sick regardless of COVID. And so everyone had to get tested in order to fly home. And a bunch of people tested positive for COVID. And because you couldn't come back to the country until you tested negative, we got stuck in England. I actually got stuck the longest. I was there for 13 days beyond when we were there, stuck in a hotel. Some people got to home pretty right away. Some people got to go home in a few days, but yeah, it was sort of a reality, one of the risks we were taking. And so, yeah, I ended up being stuck in a hotel in London for 13 days, you know, some of those days just totally solo, like some of the guys were around for some of it, but yeah, it was a pretty weird experience. It's weird to be at a place like England or London where there's so many things to do, but you can't do anything. You're just sort of stuck there. It was kind of bizarre, but that was sort of it's become a part of the reality is that you don't want to rush into these things and really push, but I also don't want to we really wanted to get out and do this. We really wanted to go out and promote ourselves. And so it was a bit of a risk that we had to take. Thankfully, nobody got too sick. A couple of our crew and people got sicker than I guess I did or whatever, but they were all okay in the end. So thankfully everybody was fine, but it's just part of the reality, I guess. I mean, now thankfully, you know, we don't get stuck. If you get COVID, you can still come home or whatever. But back then that was the big deal. So yeah, no, it wasn't overly funny, but I mean, it was funny. At the time it was just kind of silly. I wasn't really that sick. I got stuck there the longest and I was probably the least sick of everyone. I just kept testing positive over and over again. So I go and do these tests every single day, test positive and have to go back the hotel and just sit there and wait till the next day. So it was a bit of a weird Groundhog Day kind of situation.
And you're a Saskatchewan based band. I guess, are you finding touring challenging or more exciting? Or what do you enjoy about touring?
I mean, I enjoy about touring is the shared experience. I think it's really, I mean, we all sort of missed that during the pandemic, being in a room with a bunch of people and having a shared experience, whether it's, you know, me going to a concert and seeing stuff, but being on stage and having that interaction between people, whether it's new songs, old songs, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, touring has been challenging. Everything is more expensive. There's always like more hoops to jump through, you know, like we just talked about, like the traveling is more difficult. Flying is more annoying, all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, it's so great to be in this, when you're on stage in these rooms with all the headaches, it's the best. I missed it. I missed, you know, and we have friends all over the world that we didn't get to see for a couple of years. So it's been amazing to go and see these people, and whether it's friends or fans of the band or whatever, it's great to be back doing what we do. Very, very, very happy. They're, for all the challenges, the moment you're on stage and in the moment, it's worth it. It's just the in-between parts that can be a little bit frustrating.
And I guess I find your music very cool. It's kind of a vintage rock and roll, lots of drums, bass, electric guitar. What would you say was one of the hardest songs to produce or write on this album?
I mean, let me look at a list here. I think probably one of the hardest, but was like, there's the last song on the album, Rough Rider 89. It was a song that we used to play a lot when we like jammed, whether it was soundcheck or whatever. And that's a pretty weird song because it's got a bunch of different parts and whatever. Nailing that song, I mean, I'm excited to play it live because we sort of know it now, but figuring that out in the studio with all the different changes and different parts and playing that live in the studio was probably the hardest because it was sort of a little bit more unconventional and goes a little bit all over the place. So that was definitely probably the hardest.
And can you tell us about your upcoming show, where it's taking place and what you're most excited about?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm most excited about just to get back to Halifax. I mean, we played in Truro last summer, which, you know, isn't Halifax. And I mean, it's definitely a city that we've come to love and been coming to for, you know, 15 plus years. So our show is this Saturday, which is the 17th of September. And it's at the Lighthouse Art Center, which is a new venue downtown. We're actually one of the first shows there. I think we're the first rock show there. So it's a cool new spot and I'm excited to see the new venue and all that kind of stuff and spend some time in Halifax. So that's all the main details for sure.
And my final question is, I want you as a band to tell me how you, well, first of all, how you started and how are you proud of yourself now? And can you tell us a little bit about your awards and just how you as a band progressed?
Sure. I mean, say that again. Sorry, I kind of didn't grab the whole thing there.
I was just wondering, you can share with us a little bit about your experience, your journey. So when you first started and how you've progressed over the years, things you think you got better at or your band got better at, and then share with us some of the awards, some many awards you've won.
Sure. I mean, we started as a group of university students in 2004 that were just looking to do something different. Like we literally just started, we didn't really play our instruments or anything. We just kind of like started getting together and playing as a band, just to do something different, try something different. I mean, that obviously evolved into something much greater. It wasn't necessarily our intention at the time, but that went from playing sort of open stages to booking our own shows, to touring, to putting out records and you know, progressed to that. I mean, in 2011, we were part of a big competition with Rolling Stone magazine in which we won and were the first unsigned band on the cover, which was a big deal and made sort of thrust us into the spotlight. But I mean, that was, you know, 11 years ago now. And since then, we've just kind of been doing our thing. I mean, we've always really, the basis of when we started playing music was friends who liked the same music and wanted to make music. And we always really sort of looked to the music that we really liked. And that's what we wanted to make, you know, music that we liked, and we wanted to make music we liked. And so we've been really fortunate. We've obviously spent a lot of time touring around the world. We've played all over the place. You know, we have multiple platinum records and gold records, and we have 4 Juno awards, and you know, all that stuff is whatever. And I think just we feel very fortunate and very happy that we're able to make the music we like and tour around and do what we do. And like we talked about, be back doing what we do, because it's been a very strange time for everybody. And I think it's refreshing to go and have these moments and experiences that we can all share together, which we haven't been able to before for the last little while.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm excited to watch your show, actually.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. It's going to be a fun one.